Our own Rob O'Donnell is on the blower to tell us about a military event going on today. Rob, how are you, my brother?
How are you doing? So I'm in the car and I'm listening to our friend Bob Cordero here, and it just the timing was perfect. So you were talking about the Phoebe. My son flew in the Dock, which is Phoebe's brother's ship, the B-29, the only two still flying.
Really?
A few years ago when he was down in Mobile, Alabama, he flew over the Gulf of America for about 45 minutes in the navigator seat in the cockpit of the Dock, and
wow.
It was one of the greatest moments in his career. Looking back at this aircraft flying around it and saying, can you imagine in World War II being part of the eight-person crew that was in this with the gunners and these little crawl spaces in the back? It was just one of the greatest moments of his flying career, flying in one of those, you know, American history icons.
I mean, those are the planes that we, would, as little kids, you'd either build them as models or you'd buy miniature versions and play with those World War II bombers and all that. Wow! Did he say? Did he have a sense or get the sense of how different it was to fly a plane versus the incredible jets he flies now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A totally different system. You know, you really have to. You're doing all the work in those planes rather than the computer electronics that are helping you today. He was bringing his F-18 up to this air show this past weekend, but AVP couldn't make it happen. So he's going to fly up later in the summer in his F-18.
Oh, we got to know when that happens, man. We've got to know when that happens, Rob O'Donnell.
But the reason I'm calling, I'm headed out, and this is exclusive to you because I have the day off today. I am headed to lunch now with our Pennsylvania 8th Congressional District, our great friend, Congressman Rob Bresnahan, to a luncheon with all his Service Academy appointees. These are the best men and women from our area headed off to West Point, the Naval Academy, the Air Force Academy, the Coast Guard Academy, and the Merchant Marine Academy. So I'm going to spend the afternoon with these young men and women, the brightest and best from our area.
You know, Rob O'Donnell, that's the kind of thing that, like, if you're ever down, we see these left-wing lunatics all over the place. We're forced to listen to them through the media and social media. And then you go and you see people like that, young people like that, and you say, there is hope for this great country to stay great.
There is. You know, we hear the vocal minority in our community that has the loudest voices. And listen, if you have the loudest voice, usually if you're out there, you know, bloviating like they do, and usually don't have a lot to substance behind it. These young men and women are putting themselves through their high school career, and they're just starting their military and higher education career, truly the best and best of our area. And, you know, that's why I took the day off. Anytime I can spend time with these young men and women, you know, that's at the top of my list.
Well, that is worth it. And you tell our friend Rob Bresnahan we said hello as well, all right?
I will do, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rob O'Donnell. You know you could call in any time you have something to say. Anytime. You know that.
I appreciate that, brother.
All right, man. Our guy, Rob O'Donnell, our afternoon guy.